The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Captain Putch McNuttich here. This is the story of how we ended up on this strange new planet. Well, it's a bit of a long story, but here we go. It was our first day aboard the SS Black Crow. I remember it as if it were yesterday. Anyway, this is what happened in mind-boggling, boring detail.
Robots of the Company! Bite me.
You are listening to Robots of the Company, episode number 72, Ship Shape, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
Oh boy, oh boy.
Of the Company. It's in the program.
Oh boy, our first day aboard a new ship, the Black Crow. I wonder what's in store for us.
Nothing good, I'll wager.
Do you always have to be so pessimistic, Zimtron?
When it comes to work, yes.
Well, Lovely is certainly excited about the new opportunity. Lovely is imagining travel, romance, adventures, all sorts of things. Lovely thinks Lovely's ship has finally come in.
See, Zimtron? Lovely has the right attitude.
Who cares? Everything may seem all rosy to you two, but I know that this is all a big mistake. I mean, anything could happen. Who knows what's really in store for us bots?
Hard work. That's what's in store for all of you, me bucko.
Oh boy.
So much for Lovely's dreams.
See? I told you so.
Quiet, you lot. Now listen up and listen good. This is a salvage ship. And our goal is to find, grab, and sell as much salvage as we can get our grubby little hands on. Well, your grubby little hands, anyway. Is that clear, you lot? This isn't a holiday camp, and I'm not your mummy. So no whining or whinging. I'm looking at you, fat boy.
Me?
Yes, you. And the rest of you. What a motley crew of misfits. My God, Prentice, have you ever seen such riffraff in all your days?
Captain Hancock. Slim pickings indeed in today's market.
I apologize, Captain Hancock. My group will shape up and serve you loyally. I give you my word.
Well, they'd better... What did you say your name was?
Putch, Captain. Putch McNuttich. Ready for anything.
Well, Putch McThicky, or whatever you just said. Just get on with the job and we'll get on just fine. I hope I've made myself clear.
Crystal clear. We'll never let you down.
It's sir to you, me bucko. And, well, you'd better not let me down, or you'll see the short end of my plank. And believe me, you don't want to see that.
Oh, you better believe I don't. Sir!
Right, Prentice. I'll leave it to you to acclimate these newbies to the ship.
Oh, as you wish, Captain Hancock.
Yes, exactly. As I wish.
Oh, good afternoon. I'm Prentice. I'm the captain's first mate and most trusted friend.
I wouldn't go that far, Prentice. And don't ever forget that I am always listening. Always listening. Everybody got that? That way no one will get away with anything aboard my ship. Except me, of course. So just remember, I have eyes and ears in the back of my head.
Oh, and he does too. Believe me, it's disgusting.
I heard that, Prentice. Just watch it, okay?
Oh, yes, Yes, indeed, my amazing captain.
Right. Well, then, just get on with getting those new our new crew members settled in.
Of course, Captain Hancock. Of course. He doesn't really listen to every single thing that goes on the ship, of course. So you can relax. You looked a bit nervous there.
Oh, I was, I am. This is so strange and different from what I'm used to. Oh, boy. It will take some time to familiarize myself with the way things work around here.
Oh, it won't take that long. No, because if you don't settle in and become a productive member of the crew immediately, the captain will simply have you melted down. So I'm sure with that motivation, you'll figure it out in no time at all.
Have a positive attitude, eh? We're doomed, Fudge. Doomed. And this is all your fault.
Hey, wait a minute. My fault? How is it my fault?
Never you mind how it's your fault. It just is. And I'll get you for this. Mark my words.
Did you see what a pathetic bunch of misfits that Eartha company sent us? What a rip-off, eh?
Oh, they're disgraceful, Captain. Simply disgraceful. Still, good help is hard to come by these days. And you do get what you pay for, you know.
I suppose you have a point there, Prenty. Oh well, I suppose we'll have to make do with what we've got.
Oh, you're so right, sir.
Oh well. Prentice, did you at least get that lot settled in, sufficiently intimidated?
Oh, yes, Captain Hancock. I can confidently say that when you yell jump, they will say, how high?
Good. I can't stand recruits who don't jump high when I call on them. Prentice!
Yes, my captain?
Just checking. Gotta keep you on your toes, eh, Prenty?
Oh, very wise, my captain, yes. And how did I do?
All right, but you could jump a bit higher next time, you know? We don't think you're getting a bit lax in your old age, do you?
Me? Oh, no, Captain, never. Well, one isn't as spry as one might have been once, but still...
Oh, I don't know, Prenty. I mean, just look at yourself. You're getting a bit thick around the middle. You're decidedly unfit, you know.
I really, sir? Do you really think so?
Yes. Maybe time to cut back on that oil stew.
Well, perhaps, sir. Perhaps. But I'm not the only one. I mean, if you'll forgive me, and if I may say so, you're getting a bit slow these days yourself, sir. I mean, as you know, I've had to let your trousers out 3 times in the last 6 months. I'm not the only one who could stand to cut back on extras at mealtime, you know.
Really? Do you think so, Prenty?
Oh, yes, Captain. I mean, you're a shadow of your former self.
Well, that's no good. How can I be my usual intimidating self if I'm perceived as overweight and out of shape? What do you suggest we do to get back into shape, eh, Prentice?
Well, we could start a new exercise routine, sir. You know, to get us in, really excellent shape.
That's a good idea, Prentice. I'm glad I thought of that. And we'll make it a shipwide mandate. Every bot aboard the Black Crow will be put through their paces. No flabby bottoms round here.
Oh, excellent thought, sir. I'm sure the crew will be delighted.
Well, it better be, or it's the melting furnace for any crew member caught slacking.
Oh... Why must we do this? You know, I hate all forms of exercise because that equates to work, and I am outright opposed to work.
Look, Zimthron, our new captain has assigned every bot on this ship a daily exercise routine to get us all in top physical and mental shape. Which isn't a bad idea, if you ask me.
It can be pointed out that no one did punch. Especially me.
Just can it, Zimmy, and get on with your exercise routine.
1, 2, 1, 2. Move those gears. Come on. Put everything you've got into it.
But I don't have much to put into anything. In fact, I'm almost out of whatever it is.
No excuses, mister. Keep those legs pumping.
Better do as she says, Zimthron. Remember, she's the robotic resources manager aboard this ship. Plus, it's either that or Captain Hancock will have us all melted down. Now, do you want that?
No, of course not. But I'm really not built for this, you know.
It's all in the attitude, Zimthron. Do what Lovely does. Just move that body.
Oh, that's easy for you to say. You don't have to deal with my body.
This much is true. Lovely is an exercising machine. Lovely could boogie on down this dancer-sized music all day long.
Better you than me.
Oh, yes, much better.
How pathetic, Zimthron. You can tell you aren't French made. In France, every bot is fit and trim. Just like me.
Put a sock in it, Frenchie Junior.
Oh, well, make me, Transistor Head.
Would you guys knock it off? You're killing my concentration. I'm in a rhythm here.
Popsicle, you are so full of yourself. Do you know that?
I think someone's just jealous.
Of what?
Of me. I mean, look at me. And look at you. I'm a sleek state-of-the-art toaster. You're just... Oh, you're just plain disgusting. You're out of shape, Zimthron.
Out of shape? In what way?
In every way, fatty.
Yeah, face it, Zimthron. We grease lightning and you're peanut butter.
And what is that supposed to mean?
You're big, round, and your feet are stuck to the floor. You're about as fit as a walrus.
And what is so unfit about a walrus?
Have you ever seen a walrus exercise?
Well, no, but...
My point is made. You're a walrus, Zimthron.
He's got you there, mon ami.
Knock it off, you guys. The captain's hired muscle just walked in.
Okay, take five, people. It's almost time for phase two of your fitness regimen.
Phase two? I don't know if I can take any more. I mean... How many phases are there going to be to this?
As many as the captain says there are. So you'd better buck up your ideas, Buster. These layabouts are all yours, Mr. Crusher. I'm out.
Whatever.
Carry on.
Oh! I'm such an idiot. But at least she spoke to me. She actually spoke to me.
Uh-oh. Someone's got a crush on Miss Betty.
What would you know about it, Toasthead?
Oh, I know a thing or two about fembots. I've been around the block a few times, you might say. Yep. I'm what you might call hot. With the ladies.
Really? Okay. If you agree to give me a few pointers, I'll go easy on you in self-defense class.
Agreed.
Thanks. I'm Crusher, by the way.
Mac Daddy Popsicle at your service. I'll catch you after your shift is over. This ship has a lounge of some sort, right? I mean... There has to be alcohol on this ship, right?
The lounge is on deck 10, but I get off at 5.
I'll be there, and don't be late.
Okay, everybot, listen up. I'm Crusher. I'm the security chief and all-around muscle on this ship. And I'm here to toughen you guys up. The next phase of your daily exercise routine will be self-defense class.
Oh, no!
Hey, you at the back. You got something to say?
Oh, no, not at all. Just some, can you take it easy on us for the first day?
Easy, huh? Okay, I'll show you easy. You'll be my first volunteer.
Oh, no. What have I done? This is all your fault, Butch. Do you know that? I blame you.
Oh, no, you don't, Zimtron. Not this time. You got yourself into this one.
Get on up here, Tubster.
Do you mean me, Mr. Crusher, sir?
Oh, yeah. I mean you. Get up here now.
It was nice knowing you, Simhead.
Yeah, break a leg. Literally.
Simtron is so doomed.
Oh, sure. Go ahead and laugh it up while I go to my death.
What a drama queen.
He won an award for that. Drama queen of 3012.
Oh, have I mentioned that I really hate you guys?
Yes!
And do you know what, Zimtron? We really don't care.
Your old friend the Creditor here, and I feel I should inform you, dear listener, that at this point in our story, we're jumping ahead several months in time, and I mean many, many months now, so that we may show you just how the bots ended up on a strange new planet in an alternate reality. We feel it is important to let you know that, otherwise you may find the following to be quite confusing, as if you weren't confused enough already.
What in the blue blazes is going on? Prentice!
Assessing now, sir! Jingo, have we hit something?
No, siree. But we could have just hit it big. It's a huge starliner, Captain. Galaxy class by the look of her. She's just floating adrift in space. She appears to be pretty lifeless, if our sensors can be believed. Mind you, they have been acting a bit funny lately. So has the whole dang ship. Might be time for an overhaul of our systems.
What should we do, Captain?
Do you really need to ask, Prentice? It's a starliner. Those were once the most luxurious ships in the galaxy. It could be filled with treasure. The very thought of it has my mouth watering.
How is that possible, sir? Mechanical mouths don't produce any moisture.
It was a figure of speech.
Shall I order Jingo to take us in, sir?
What do you think, Prenty? Eh? Of course you should order Jingo to take us in.
Did you catch that, Jingo?
Loud and clear. I'll get us in position and ready to dock.
I can just see it now. We'll be rich beyond our dreams. Well, I will. Prentice, what's the name of that sniffer bot we acquired recently on Radigan 4?
Do you mean Sniffy, sir?
Yes, that's the one. Have Sniffy ready and waiting at the airlock door. We're going in, and I'm leading this exploration team personally.
And that's how you defend against an assailant coming at you with dishwashing soap.
A very valuable exercise, Mr. Crusher, sir.
Oh, stop kissing up. How pathetic.
Important message alert. There is an important message coming in momentarily. Please stand by. I hope the crew is having a great day. I'll be right back, boys and girls.
Okay, that's our defense class for today. Everyone get ready for this incoming message. I'm sure it'll be very important.
Are you all right, Zimtron?
Oh, I don't think so. My body isn't supposed to bend in that direction.
Uh-oh. It's Winnie, the ship's onboard computer again. Here comes that announcement. I wonder what it could be. Things are so different aboard the Black Crow. Not what we're used to at all.
Do you really have to comment on everything, Potch? I mean, honestly. After all, I'm in immense pain here.
Hello again, everyone. Listen up, crew. We've just located the wreck of an old Starliner. The captain is anxious to get this one salvaged ASAP, so everyone needs to get ready to get to work. End of important message. Have a really good day.
All right, you guys. You heard her. Let's get ourselves straight and ship shape.
Oh, but I can't get straight, Mr. Crusher, sir. Straight is impossible for me after that last self-defense lesson.
And what is your major malfunction, Tubby?
It's in my back. That last self-defense exercise killed it. Oh, I'm all bent out of shape. I think I just need to remain here and lie down for a while.
Nonsense. I'll fix you up in a jiffy. You know, you really should put in for a body upgrade. Looks like you're way overdue. Now, just hang on a minute while I get you back on the straight and narrow.
Oh, no, that's really not necessary, sir.
There. Good as new.
Wait. You know, that really is much better. In fact, I feel like a new bot. Oh, thank you, Mr. Crusher, sir.
Don't mention it. Now get your greasy butt in gear.
Oh, to be honest with you, my butt really isn't all that greasy, but,
I don't need to know about it. All I need is for you to get yourself ready for work. Got it?
Oh, yes, sir. Right away, sir.
I never knew all I ever needed was a strong-armed bot to get you into a work state of mind, Zimtron. Wow! This is a great new assignment, huh?
Oh, put a sock in it, Potch. Nobody asked you for your opinion.
Shut up and get it moving, Tubby.
Oh, moving, sir. Moving!
Priceless. Priceless.
It's awfully dark in there. I hope there isn't something lurking in the shadows that will eat me. Oh, I smell it. Oh, I smell it. Oh, there's something good in here. Yeah. Oh, this is going to be a big hole, Captain.
I knew it. Oh, I'm going to be so rich. Lead me to it, sniffing.
Oh, yes, sir. Let's go, sir. It's this way.
Oh, I can see it now. I'll be able to retire from this crummy job. I can buy my own tropical planet somewhere and settle down with a harem full of fembots who will cater to my every whim.
That's a real nice thought, Captain Hancock. Too bad it's just a pipe dream.
Oh, no, it's you.
Who else would it be?
My arch nemesis, Captain Floppy Pants of the SS Raptor Claw. I had no idea we'd ventured so deep into the Badlands.
Oh, you're not just deep in it. You're two vectors within the Diablo Zone. The name is Ramsey. Captain Ramsey. And you know that.
Oh, yes. Must have slipped my mind. Two vectors in, eh? Damn. I'll kill that Jingo. Pathetic excuse for a pilot.
You're slipping, Hancock. Hiring such a poor excuse for a crew. You should be more selective. Your carelessness has landed you in hot water this time. Because now your ship and everything aboard her belongs to me. Oh, go on. You can beg for your sad, pathetic life if you wish.
Will that help me?
Not in the least. What shall we do with this loud Captain Ramsay? Throw him into space? Oh, I think we can come up with a more creative death for old Fred Hancock here. Graven, put him in chains for now. I'll deal with him after I inspect his ship and crew.
As you wish, Captain.
You won't get away with it, Ramsay.
What makes you say that, Hancock?
Oh, it's just one of those things one tends to say in these situations. Oh, did you think that was a threat? I really didn't mean it to sound, well, threatening in any way. If it did, I do apologize.
You're a spineless bot, Hancock, but then all bots are spineless.
And I suppose you've got a spine, do you?
I'm a cyborg. Of course I have one.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Silly of me, really. But then I barely think of you at all. In fact, I rarely think of anyone except myself. Oh, well, I'm just rambling now. Never mind. You looked as if you were about to give an order there, Ramsay. Carry on.
Take him away.
Of course, Captain. As you wish.
Captain Hancock to the Black Crow. What in the name of fried eggs is happening, Prentice?
Some sort of wormhole opening up right off of port bow. I think it's dragging the ship in. I mean, both ships are being dragged in. We're doomed, sir. Doomed. Oh, well, at least I don't have to pay those late library fees.
What do we do, Captain Ramsay?
We die, Craven. We die. This is your fault, Hancock. One way or another, I will have my revenge. In hell!
And that's how we ended up in this strange universe of unreality. The wormhole didn't kill us, but we're stranded. We may have to remain here for life. Whatever that is for a bot. And so, here we are. Possibly. Forever. Oh boy.
Next time on Robots of the Company.
This is boring.
Why is it boring?
Yeah, why is it boring? You have drinks, cool music, and me as your bartender. What could be better than that?
No offense, Dave, but this place is deader than a moon rock.
Now, isn't this just the best party y'all have ever been to? I'm enjoying myself thoroughly.
You're right, Dr. F. I think it's just fantastic.
Oh, yeah, it's a real hoot.
Party pooper.
Yes, Commander Mikado. Captain Jammer has a point. You are being a real pooty popper, a party pooper.
You have been listening to Robots of the Company, episode number 72, Ship Shape, which was written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and which starred, in order of appearance, Joe J. Thomas as Punch, Jeff Niles as Zimtron, Joe J. Thomas as Lovely, David Ault as Captain Hancock, Victor Aurelius as Prentice, Deborah Adams as Betty, Daryl Looney as Popsicle, Gary Erickson as Lynx, Victor Aurelius as Crusher, Dennis Mason as Jingo, Kay Wu as Winnie, David Ault as Sniffy, Captain John Tatterzak as Captain Ramsay, and Jonathan Patrick Russell as Craven. The Robots of the Company theme tune was composed and performed by Patty Leitch. The incidental music was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The post-production editor was Jeff Niles. The sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The series Robots of the Company was created by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and the copyright is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the express written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. But just ask nicely, won't you? Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so, and it is encouraged, at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. That is darkbuilding, spelled out, with the numeral 1 at yahoo.com. We were working our butts off during the making of this audiogram. Join us next time as Season 8 continues with Episode 3, entitled Party Like It's $39.99. And believe you me, you won't want to miss that one. Until then, this is the Creditor, as always, asking you to please stay tuned.
This program is copyright 2015, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.
Robots of the Company, it's in the program.